What's up, guys? It's your boy John. If you saw my post on Instagram and Snapchat, you're probably questioning why I thought this, thought that there shouldn't be a Black History Month, and why that H&M thing wasn't, you know, such a big deal as everybody made it out to be. First of all, the reason why I don't think there needs or should, be a Black History Month is, Black History Month is really American history. All right, and I think when you separate Black History Month, like Black history from American history, it doesn't unite us. It doesn't bring, you know, the country together. And people always talk about how you know the country separated because of this, because of that. It's just I think it's this little tiny things like that. You know, we don't really need a whole month to show Black greatness or Black, you know, excellence or Black history. All right, for example, let me give you guys an example. What if I meet another African, for example? Okay, so my parents are African, so just bear with me when I speak. So when I meet with another African and I tell them my name, Jonathan Kwame, so when they hear Kwame, they always say, oh, Kwame Nkrumah. Kwame Nkrumah was Ghana's first president, right? This African could be from Zimbabwe, from Kenya, from any, you know, African country, and still know, you know, that name, right? All I'm saying is that shows, like, right there, shows how if the people where we come from, our origins, if they don't need a Black History Month, neither do we. Black History Month, American Black, you know, what should I say? African Americans don't have, you know, a separate history from America. It should be all together. If you like, I just think it's really separating the country. It's separating more. If there should be a Black History Month, there should also be at every, you know, other history month for every other race or every, you know, other people. But besides that part, the H&M thing, I think everybody overreacted. I think Black people overreacted with the H&M thing, because when I posted it, I got an inbox from this girl. She said it wasn't so much about the color of the monkey, but how, you know, in America they use slurs of, you know, calling just to, you know, hurt our people. And I'm like, all right, so what if a white model wore it? Would there be any spark? Because then that wouldn't be fair. Because this is what I think. There are different species and colors of monkeys, all right? If somebody calls you a monkey and you get offended by it, that means your mindset is still stuck in the 19th century, all right? Like, if I don't understand why people were so offended by it, because a huge company like that wouldn't do that on purpose. For example, we're in the 20th century. All right, so I'm gonna be back to explain everything. I got 4 seconds left on this.